Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody know, praise the Lamb of God, I do not
prophesy on the page on Monday night. Thursday night is our prophetic night. But the Lord, while I was in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, told me, put this word on your Facebook page and gave me the time to put it on there. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we are living in a very serious time. And God is visiting. God is looking. God is observing. He is taking inventory. And he is summing up the matter, praise the Lamb of God, so that he can set judgment on the affairs and the deeds that is going on in the earth. They act as though God does not see it. He does not care. But I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, you need to read that prophecy. And I know it sounds redundant to some because of the good things that the Lord said he's going to do for his children. But I promise you, brothers and sisters, hear the man of God today. Hallelujah. The destructive path that has been going on here for the last few years, people of God, wake up and smell the coffee that is nobody but God causing all these catastrophic events that's going on. Our government is about to shut the doors, shut down, cut off the lights, and all of this kind of stuff. People of God, the wisdom of man is running out, and God is causing him to be trapped in his own wisdom because the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Hallelujah. What a God we serve, that man's wisdom is foolishness to him, people of God. And they have done so many things in their own eyes, in their own wisdom, without consulting God. Hallelujah. Until now, it's blowing up in their face. Praise the Lamb of God. And there is nothing they can do about it. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I remember something he said on the in the prophecy on the page last night, is that he's going to send, praise the Lamb of God, a lying spirit in their mouths, praise the Lamb of God, and a confusing spirit amongst them. Brothers and sisters, God has the ability, praise the Lamb of God, and has done it before in Scripture. That is Bible, praise the Lamb of God. You look in the book of Jeremiah, you'll see what God said, I will send a lying spirit into the mouths of their prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. God said, I will send the lying spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. So don't say what God won't do now. Hello, somebody. But for those of us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, who are his children and walking, praise the Lamb of God, upright, living according to his word, trusting in him. Yes, God, our covenant relationship is intact. There is another side of the story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell everybody, I live according to kingdom economy. I do not live according, praise the Lamb of God, to the system of this world. If I did, I wouldn't be on the show right now. I live according to the economy, praise the Lamb of God, of the kingdom of my God. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. So I live by the drum beat of a different drum major. Woo, by the rhythm, rather, of a different drum major. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's testimony time. It's Testimony Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. And I know some of you, even on the page I was reading, some of you have many, many testimonies that you could share of what God is doing in your life, the goodness of God, and how God is blessing you. And so the mics are open unto you today, praise the Lamb of God, to give your testimony, to share in the goodness of the Lord and what God is doing and how he is doing it for you, 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 and you. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me pop this plug to you. Those of you who are going to the gathering, I received an email from our hotel of choice, the DoubleTree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. Those of you who are going to book your rooms, listen to the prophet. Book your rooms quick. The shutoff date for the discount is October 15th. Now, all you last-minute people, you done waited to the last minute now. Praise the Lamb of God. You got 14 days to get your room booked so you can get that $99 Praise the Lamb of God discount. Do your room is going to go way above, or you're going to be all out short somewhere, praise, outsourced somewhere to a hotel, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to be traveling back and forth, back and forth. I want you to be under the roof with us. I want you to be in the same place with us, same building. If it's cold, if it snows, if it rains, you don't even have to go outside the door because everything is happening right there under that one roof, praise the Lamb of God, at the DoubleTree, Praise the Lamb of God Hotel. It's there on our events page, Praise the Lamb of God. It's there, hallelujah, on PSMI International, Praise the Lamb of God, .org, PSMINTL.org. You can go there and get that also. So it is a wonderful thing for you to be able to do, Praise the Lamb of God, as it relates, hallelujah, to your room. Get your room, get your room. Can't you see the clouds gathering? Hallelujah. It's time for the gathering. We are a month in or so, and we're gearing up for it. And I have a lot of ministering and preaching to do between now and then. And I think God is firing up my engines, praise the Lamb of God, getting me ready, hallelujah, for that great day. I love each of you today, PSM. I love each of you, our callers from all over the country, but well, and other parts of the world that call in daily and give us the support. Shake the tree today. Let somebody know that the prophet is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. The PSM Live is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we love you, 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 and you. And we bless each of you, praise the Lamb of God, from tuning in to this show today. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful thing it is to know, praise the Lamb of God, that people love you the way they do. We have a caller already. Error code 662, your mic is hot.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
This is Sister Sheree.
Hi, sister. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. I'm blessed. Hall of Fame. How everybody doing?
Everybody's just doing just fine. You excited?
Yes, sir.
Now tell us about this excitement, girl. Talk to me.
Well, you know, my daughter had been in the hospital for 4 weeks. You know, you can call and talk to us or whatever. But they were giving up on her that they couldn't figure out why her body kept the kidney. So
right.
Last week, it finally just like went, just hurt. The kidney level has to be between 8 and we went last week, it was below 1. Meaning that
right.
She was saying that it had
the kidney wasn't functioning.
But after she had told me that she would see us next Monday, it kind of bothered me because since she had the kidney, she'd been going every Monday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they put her back in the hospital? Because
stay with us.
5 and 24. So
sound like you're breaking up. Stay with us.
It's all of us started coming back, and I started. You know, praying like, God, what is really going on? That night, I stayed up all night praying, Lord, so that Tuesday morning I got up and I called them back. Below 1. Why, you know, put her back in the hospital? And I can't understand that because they did tell us to bring clothes because we was prepared to stay another month or whatever we had to do. But anyway, I had
Jerron,
my pastor. Sir,
Jerron, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You're breaking up a little bit. Are you in a good place?
Okay, I'm going to walk back outside. But
yeah,
I had my pastor and another prophet and another pastor to come pray, lay hands on. And then
mm-hmm.
the people and family and I had them pray. So with all the praying, I was like, I know we got to be a difference. So they called me back, told me to bring her in that Thursday. So Thursday, it went up back up to 5. So he had come back out of rejection on his own. No increase on the medicine, no decrease. And that's what she told me. So I said, okay, it ain't the medicine. God, we need you to touch. And one of the prophets came. She said, I didn't come to speak to you. I didn't come to speak to your daughter. God told me to come and talk to this kidney. I need you to line up. So you blessed her with this kidney. The devil can't take what God blessed us with. So I was like, okay, Lord. So after that, yesterday when we went, And I got all these prayer warriors with me. I thank God for each and every one of you. You know, I can't express that enough. But at the same time, when we went yesterday, her number was 11. Never been 11 since she had the kidney. Nobody but God.
What is she talking about?
Nobody
from
but God.
From 1 to 11? From 1 to 11? From 1 to 11?
It was below 1. It was not 1. It was below 1.
Lord
meaning
Jesus.
0. And God took it
Lord
to 11
Jesus.
To where it needs to be. And me and 11 women went to the church.
I hope
Friday
you people listening
prayer.
To this testimony, this miracle
oh my God.
Testimony of God today.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. This is the season of signs,
Jesus.
Wonders, and miracles, people of God.
It is.
And I tell you, I know the doctors were shocked off their feet.
They were. They were because they was like, we don't know what
happen.
Y'all done or what Shantini is doing, but we need her to continue. I said, we've been praying down here because we trust God. God bless us with this kidney. God going to let her keep this kidney. I just thank God. Oh, Jesus. I thank God for just touching and turning the numbers around because there wasn't nobody here. They had
my
told
God.
Us, Ms. Redmond, we really don't know what it is. They never experienced that at LaVonne. But to God, I give the glory because it was all him. They actually told us they didn't know what else to do. And they were just giving up. They had started, you know, making preparations for her to go back on dialysis. I said, the devil is a lie. I just don't see God bringing us this far to leave us. And he sent me to remind
and
us.
And you going back up and down the road
Jesus.
Two and three times a week and all of that old kind of stuff.
Three. And it would take us 2 and 3 hours to get there.
Oh,
three
oh
hours
my
on the machine,
God.
3 hours to get back home. I said, God, I just don't believe you're going to do us like that. And he didn't. He's at school this morning. Awesome report. Nobody but God.
Hallelujah.
They can't believe it. They said, Awesome God, we thank you. I've been so excited. I haven't just. My God. And then, you know, like I told her, she didn't have any school shoes. So yesterday we went to get the shoes. And I'm going to get off the line because I know we got other callers.
No, baby, you telling a testimony here.
Jesus,
you talk your talk here.
When I went
Hallelujah.
Into the place because she wanted some fries, so we went in there and sat down and ordered. A lady was praying, but I thought she was just praying on food, so I raised my hand and I prayed with her. You know. And so when I opened my eyes, the lady was at the table. She came to my door. She said, God told me to come over here and tell this child that she's ill. Never seen the lady. A lady from Memphis, Tennessee. We live in Mississippi. She said, I tried my best not to come down here, but God told me to come because the prophet had been asking me to come meet her, eat lunch with her for 3 years. So God told me I had a word for somebody today. And she said, my baby, I think it's you. My baby had just left the doctor, and that woman came over to that table and said, God sent her over there and told her my daughter was here. She didn't know my daughter was sick, had been sick. I went
Jesus.
Up in there. We up in the restaurant hollering and praising God like we crazy. Folks looking at us, but I don't care.
Lord
when
Jesus.
God show up, he shows up. Lady did not know.
Now
and
see,
I told
now
I
see,
to Sharon, her.
Sharon, this is total prophecy. I'm just, as you're talking, I'm going back in the chambers of my mind in the
Jesus.
Last year
Jesus.
To 6 months, 6 months to a year, what God been telling us on the page Thursday
yes.
after Thursday
yes.
in the corporate
yes.
prophecies concerned, I'm going to make you a miracle. I'm going to use
Jesus.
You so miracles can be done.
Jesus.
I'm going to do it publicly. The doctors
Jesus.
Are going to see it. People
Jesus.
Are going to see it. And people are going to praise and rejoice
Jesus.
over the miracles in
Jesus.
Unusual places. Praise the Lamb of
God.
Because
Jesus.
God is reestablishing his name and his glory back
Ooh.
Into the earth. Glory
God.
To the Lamb of God, I tell you.
The lady told me exactly what
Woo.
She said. She said, God is in the blessing. No, she said, you about to get a house. She said, you worrying about where some furniture is going to come from. The woman didn't know this. That's why I don't listen to everybody. But when she came correctly. So I knew God has to have sent this lady. I've been trying to move. No money, no, don't know how. But I'm just crazy enough to believe God got me. And she
yeah.
said, you worrying about some furniture that God going to bless you with a house. God is about to bless you with a house. You told me a couple of months ago God was going to bless me and I was going to move to a city in one day. Probably I still believe that. And that woman came to me yesterday and she told my daughter what she said about her being here. She come right back to me and said, God said about the house or whatever, you're getting ready to move. And then she also said, God said, you got to travel, baby, because you got to tell his testimony. You are a living witness to what God can do. So he told her, she said something about, I see you being in nursing school. My baby has been saying that, God heal me because I want to go to nursing school. She said, you're going to go to school and you're going to finish, even though they're doing you wrong in school. But you will finish school, and God is going to have you to help some of those same
Look
kids
at
that
G.
you've been around.
Look at
God, I was no more good prophet than you hear me. I thank God for the word. I thank God for his people. I trust God. I believe in God. I may get weary sometimes, but God always sends somebody or always have a reminder to remind me who this man is. I trust God. I thank God. I just thank God for each and every one of y'all. I love y'all, and y'all continue to pray for me as I do for y'all, because God is real. He's able. Jesus.
Sharon, let me tell you something. I have seen your life. I have seen your life make a turn, praise the Lamb of God, since you and I prayed on the telephone privately about the gift of tongue. And about
Jesus.
You being able to pray boldly in the spirit.
Jesus.
Since that day, I've just been watching you grow in leaps and bounds in God. And let me tell you something. I'm saying this in the spirit of the living God. You have not seen your best days yet, baby.
Jesus.
They are in front of you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God is going to do tremendously, abundantly, more than you can ask, think, or imagine. Praise the Lamb of God. You just watch what God does for you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm excited. But Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for this glory. Your servant has been waiting, Father, hallelujah, to hear the testimonies of your glorious working wonder power. And you are doing it, Father. Thank you. Thank you for Sharon. Thank you for our daughter. Thank you, Father, for touching. Thank you for shocking doctors. Hallelujah, and others into belief.
Thank you,
we bless you for your service.
Right now, God,
suffering.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How we
thank
love
you
today.
Ooh,
how
God.
We adore you.
Yes, God.
How
yes,
we
God.
Exalt you.
Yes, God.
There
yes,
is
God.
No God like
Ooh.
You. Oh, God, now bless
Ooh,
this,
God.
Your daughter,
thank you, Jesus.
To come to the gathering, Father.
Ooh,
I pray
Jesus.
Finances
Jesus.
Be released to her.
Jesus. Jesus,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
So she can walk in the oh, gathering.
Jesus.
Father,
Jesus.
I pray now, hallelujah,
Jesus.
That the
Jesus.
Ministering angels are on the way to her house.
Jesus.
Yes, God,
Jesus.
And all she needs. And there will be no lack in
oh,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Mighty name.
Hallelujah,
I want that
God.
Testimony
Lord,
told
you,
right
you.
There in the building.
Right
praise
the
Lord.
Jesus, woo, glory I give you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Our God
you.
Is God today.
Ooh,
oh,
out.
Wait a minute. The Lord
he's
speaking.
Out.
Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
God
Ooh,
said, you
out.
Shall walk through the door.
Glory. Glory. Oh, Jesus.
Woo,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father.
Glory. Oh, Jesus, have mercy, God. In the name of Jesus. Glory.
God said
he's
going to call you to go on
God.
Television. God said he's going to call you to go on television Jesus. To talk about this. Praise
oh,
the Lamb of God.
God.
You're going on television.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Your testimony going public.
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
God.
Oh,
God. Woo, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody better get on a phone. Somebody better ring somebody's bell. Somebody better knock on the door. Somebody better inbox somebody and let them know that the hour of power is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better tell somebody. Pray. Y'all better stop being so hush-hush about this. People of God, there is miracles being released in the airways. I promise you this.
Lord.
I promised you this. I told you, people of God, we got, who know anybody who kidney went from a 0 to 11 overnight? Who knows
Jesus.
Anybody? Who knows
the
anybody?
The disease that she had no longer has.
And the
no
disease is gone.
They said she was going to have it for the rest of her life. It's gone. No
it's
trace
gone.
Of it. No trace of it. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Nobody but my Jesus. Glory is God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God.
The devil alive with a bow tie on, walking sideways in hell's fire. Praise the Lamb.
Yes,
it
Jesus.
Is
Jesus.
So.
Glory
it is done.
Glory
wait a minute. Your cousin
God.
Coming on here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your cousin here. Wait a minute. Hey, cuzzo. Is this cousin granddaughter?
This is granddaughter.
I know you want to jump in this fire, don't you?
Jesus.
I'm already in this fire. I'm telling
Jesus.
You. I am already there.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, God is just exceedingly and abundantly above all to ask a thing.
Lord Jesus.
God.
I mean, he's just God. And he can do what
nobody.
He wanna do. But the key is we gotta let him do what he wanna do in our lives. And I just on by Shireen, I'm telling you, God,
my
oh
God,
my God, he is just getting ready to blow our minds to things that he has promised us, to things that we have not heard him say yet.
Jesus.
God is into that season of where we're all because we have got to compare those that are lost and unsaved to his kingdom. And the only way that we can compare them into the kingdom is that we begin to show the signs and wonders and miracles. Find what must I do to be saved? God is doing thing with his remnant, and I'm so glad that I'm part of it. I'm so glad that you're part of it. Remnant that when we go out, we walk in boldness, and God begins to sing, not because of what we say, but because of the lifestyle that we
Jesus.
In front of them that will compel them. So I'm just overjoyed. I'm so excited. You know, the testimonies of what God is doing. I'm
Jesus,
wonderful
Jesus.
I don't even have to worry about my testimony speaks for itself. You know,
Jesus.
I'm calling here to share with my sisters and my brothers, and the struggle is over for us.
Have mercy,
I'm
God. In the name of
baby,
Jesus.
Baby, would you please
in
make that
Jesus.
Announcement, please? Would you please
in the name
make
of
the prophetic
God
announcement to your brothers and sisters
Jesus.
And tell them again that the struggle is over?
It's over.
In the name of Jesus.
Over.
In the name
and
of Jesus.
If you believe that the struggle
Jesus.
Is over, you can walk into that door that's open right now.
Have mercy, God.
That's
have mercy,
if you
God.
Believe that it's
have
over.
Mercy, God.
But I'm walking in that door because I believe
I'm
that God, the struggle is over. I can
Jesus.
Walk in victory. I walk with the arm of joy from my head to
hallelujah,
my feet.
God.
Hallelujah, God. I feel
God,
God today.
God.
I tell you, last night when the Lord, Sharon, the granddaughter, when the Lord called me into prayer, and I was in prayer, and I'm listening, I'm praising God, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on me heavy. Heavy, he fell on me, and he told me, he said, you will prophesy tonight on the page.
Wow.
And I thought about it. I said, it's Monday. I'm supposed to be teaching. He
I
said, you will prophesy on the page.
Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
And you will
thank
prophesy
you,
at 10:30. You will release this prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
People of God, I ain't playing with God. I don't have time to play with God.
No,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is real. This
Jesus.
Is real. Hallelujah. We have stepped into a season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The month of birthing has passed us, and now we have stepped over into the month of divine order. Hallelujah.
Help us, Jesus.
Praise the
glory.
Lamb of God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Whew. Have mercy, God.
You know, God
is trying to
Jesus.
Get this thing together because God
yes,
is doing
Jesus.
What God said he's going to do. Praise
yes,
the Lamb of God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you,
what
Jesus.
What a testimony. What a testimony.
Jesus.
What a genuine, non-manufactured, authentic miracle. Hallelujah. The girl
yes,
had an
God.
Incurable disease. It's gone.
Yes, God.
Wow. The child was
the
on dialysis, kidney
floor.
Gone. I got
Jesus.
A transplant. Had to get a transplant. Received
Jesus.
The transplant. Ooh. Now the kidney didn't fail below zero.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
Overnight,
ooh.
It's
Jesus.
Back to 11. Higher than it's ever been.
Yeah. Higher than it's
hallelujah.
Ever been. My God.
And then
my
God,
God
sends a confirming word from another state through a woman who don't even know
Jesus.
You. Walks
Jesus.
Up in a restaurant just like God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And
yes.
say,
God
oh sent God. Me here to give you this word. My Lord, God in heaven.
Jesus.
God is God today.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I love
Jesus.
It. Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The lady said they had been begging for 3 years. The woman said, I'm not going down there. And she said, God told her she had to go to which was yesterday. She said, God said, go today because you got to give somebody a word. And when I said she come through there like a rushing mighty wind, she come on through and gave what God gave her. It was some ladies next to us mocking her. And she said, the Holy Spirit said they're mocking me, but it's okay. I am going to give you what God gave me. And she gave us what God gave us. We rejoiced right there in that restaurant. I didn't care if they put us out because she had gave me confirmation that God was, my daughter was here. And I know it wasn't nobody but the Lord because the lady did not know us. So, God, I'm just thankful and grateful right now. I trust God. I believe in God. And I shall follow God for the rest of my days because, like I said, I tried the world. I tried man. I tried woman. And they all failed me. I have no other choice but to go forward with the Lord. And that's my intention, to go forward with the Lord. God, I thank you right now.
Sharon, yeah. You just ooh. Don't know how happy I am for you, darling.
Jesus.
The prophet is so happy. I don't care if everybody shut their mics off right now. Just you and I can
Jesus.
Do this show
Jesus.
And rejoice in what God is doing.
Jesus.
But I know
yes.
there is some more. There is some more to be told today. I told you when I came. I said there are some testimonies I know going to come forth today. Praise the Lamb of God because our God is moving, people of God.
He is.
He is moving. And he's showing forth his power. Hallelujah, in this very hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see who this is. Let me see. Erico 818, California on the line.
Good morning, Prophet. How you doing?
We're blessed. Hi, Cammy. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. I'm just wanted to call and ask for prayer. You know, basically, you know, I listen to everything else. And, you know, God is good, and I believe in God is good for everything. And, you know, me being a contractor with the government and, you know, with this government shutdown. I just want to ask that, you know, God continue to keep me, keep everybody through this while they figure this out. So I'm just
don't worry,
they're
going
to
figure that out. They're going to figure that out. Don't you worry.
Yes.
God is just trying to send them a little telegram to let them know that instead of them keep trying to have these bear meetings, they need to be having a prayer meeting.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
They need to be having a prayer meeting. Stop having these bear meetings to fight each other over nothing that belongs to them. The tax money belongs to the American people. The money they fighting over, talking about this, it's belong to the American people. And the Republicans need to go sit down, and the rich folk talking about we going to have to foot the bill. You ain't footing the bill by yourself. We all foot the bill. Every time I buy Coca-Cola, I have to pay taxes on it. When I pay by gas, I pay taxes. When I pay my electric bill, I pay taxes. Heck, we pay taxes all year round, plus you take money out of our checks.
Right.
We ain't stupid. You ain't the only one paying taxes. My God.
Amen.
Come on now.
That's what they're going to have to learn. So God is going to teach them a lesson too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, they need to go sit down. I hope don't none of them get a paycheck. They don't need a paycheck. Praise the Lamb of God. Let some of them get on the soup kitchen for a while. My God in heaven. But the saints, we got to be willing to suffer so God can do what he do. Hallelujah. God can. I read that scripture this morning, and that's my testimony today, that God can enlarge you while you in distress.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Just take it. Bear it for his name. Hallelujah. And watch what God does.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. He got to show the government and your men and your neighbors meant all what he means. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
Hallelujah. They think they running this thing. They not counting up. They ain't even considering what they doing to God's people. They don't care about the poor and the needy.
No.
They don't care. All they care about is making money.
Yep.
But God is going to teach them a lesson too. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you something, baby. He's still able to do for you exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ask or expect with the government shut down.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Even
Hallelujah.
More. Even more.
He still can do more for you. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God can let you kick a bag of money before nightfall.
Yes,
Praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better watch who we talking about here. We talking
yes,
about
sir.
God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Are we on the air and it's fire? On Tuesday, testimony
yes.
Tuesday, we are here, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see who this is here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think this is Erico 773.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Hey, Prophet.
Oh, this ain't Prophet Dale. That ain't Prophet Dale.
He
didn't miss all the fire.
He ain't come on the land right. He ain't come on the land right, Prophet.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I got up this morning looking at some new. I'm not studying the government because I'm a king's kid.
I didn't even cut it on.
They can do what they want to do with that money. But guess what? I'm still going to eat good and live good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Praise God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Kimmy, don't worry about that. We going to prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So granddaughter's going to lead us in prayer. And she's going to pray. Praise the Lamb of God over. Hallelujah. This is what I want you to pray for. Because, see, this is a good setup for us. Granddaughter, you listening to me?
Yes, I'm here, Prophet.
All right, Prophet Dale, Sharon, Kimmy, listen, we set up to release something over the people today. Now, we have seen a physical miracle in Sharon's
yes.
daughter that's undeniable, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Now, listen, the government is shut down. The government of the United States is shut down. China over there shaking in their boots because we affect everybody. Japan is shaking, China shaking, all of them. But
wow.
let me tell you what we got an opportunity to do now. For God to show himself mighty in our finances. For God to release miracles in our finances. So, for
yes,
multiplication
yes.
to take place in our bank accounts. So, y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. For God to do something miraculous on our behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. That when they come back in office, our status can change also. Praise the Lamb of God. I know a God that's able. The same God. Hallelujah. That took a kidney from a 0 to 11,
yes,
praise
God.
The Lamb of God, can take your bank account from 0 to 11 million.
Ooh,
a same
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Y'all not listening to me. Ooh. And don't ask God for no pities today. Come on,
yes.
granddaughter. Take us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, Father God, we just come to give you glory. We come to give you honor, God. We come to praise you. And hallelujah, God, to seek your face on behalf of your people, God. God, we come to just thank you, God. God, for we know, God, that you have set up, God, your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even in closing the government up, God, you have set your people up, God,
for divine miracles, God, to manifest right now, God. God, that we may be able to compel them, God. God, that they may be able to see you work, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the finances that have been released already, God. I thank you for those, God, that are given into our bosom, God. You have caused men, God, to show favor in us, God, that we're walking now, God, in the favor of you in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, for the checks, God. We thank you for the donations, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, that you have placed us in the path of those people, God. And even though, God, the word says you have caused our enemies to be our footstool in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you that you have caused the enemy, God, to come in and give, God, even when they said they wasn't, God, in the name. But, God, we know that man is a liar and you are truth, and your word will forever be truth, God. So we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're worthy, God. We thank you for the miracle, God, of Shantina, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you are causing people to see, God, that you're still moving in this season, God. God, that you are a great healer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, you have caused those people to see the miracle of your healing, God, to see the manifestation, God, to see, God, that we are not liars about what you do, God, but, God, we stand on your word and we walk in it in the name of Jesus, God, because, hallelujah, God, you have called us to a place, God, in the name of Jesus, God, where it's either we're going to trust you, God, or we're going to fall away from you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stand on you, God, and we're going to trust your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah. God, we're excited, God. We have joy in our spirits, God, in the name, God. And we just thank you, God. We praise you. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the gathering, God. We thank you for those that are coming, God. We thank you for the finances, God, that no struggle, God, it's over in the name of Jesus, God. For those that have a desire to come, God, you have already made the way for them, God. You have placed us in position, God, and you have postured us in the name of Jesus, God. God, that your people would get your word, God. Your people would get healed, set free, delivered in the name of Jesus. God, that you will impart into your people, God, and activate the spiritual gifts within us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that people around the world will hear about this gathering, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. God, that it will grow bigger and bigger, God. God, hallelujah. Not just for man, God, but God, that you will get the glory, God, that will bring your people together, God. And we thank you for the remnants that you have chosen for the gathering, God. We thank you for the remnants that you have chosen to serve your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your servant, Prophet Shakespeare, God, for his obedience, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. Because you're just a great God. You're a wonderful God. Hallelujah. There's nothing else, God, that we can say, God. Hallelujah. God, there's not enough words in our vocabulary just to tell you how much we love you, God, how much we praise you, God. There's not enough words to tell you how much we exalt your holy name on this day, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, God, for the word said, be ye holy, for I am holy, God. God, and I'm asking today, God, that you teach us, God, how to be holy, God, how to live a life that's pleasing and acceptable to you, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking right now, God, that you teach us, God, the ways are not our ways, God, but your ways, God, are greater than ours. And the plans that you have for us are not ours, God, but, God, that if we just put aside the plans that we have and follow the plan of you, God, God, that we will walk, God, in the path of you in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we will give your name exalting great joy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And our lives will exemplify you, God, causing people to come into your kingdom, God. But we know this is all about kingdom building, God. It's not about us. It's not about the things we go through, God. But it's about your kingdom building, God. And we thank you, God. that you have straightened our backs, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we can stand through the hardship, God. God, that we can stand through all the things that come at us, God, but still stand on the word in the name of Jesus. God, we can still tell you, God, even through the storm, God, that we love you, God, and we're thanking and praising you for the storm, God, because we know, God, that we can't go anywhere that you are not, God. You said if we go to hell, make our bed in hell, God, you'll be there. So, God, we know that in the storm, you're there, and we thank you. We praise you, God. We just give you glory, God. We give you honor, God, because you're worthy, God, of every
yeah.
breath that we breathe, God. God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, in season and out of season, we praise you, God. In season and out of season, God, hallelujah, we worship you, God. Oh, God, you're just awesome and magnificent, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, continue to rain down your fire on us, God. Continue to
yeah.
pour out,
yeah.
hallelujah, your spirit on
yeah.
us, God. Continue to cause us, God, to live in the glory, not just walk in it, God, but, God, we want to live in it, God. We want to be with you. We want to please you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let our talk be your talk, God. Let our walk be your walk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, oh, God, I pray for the leaders, God. I pray for those that are up teaching your people, God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we see where the enemy came in, God, in the name of Jesus, and breached, God. But, oh, God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection, God, around your leaders, God, that are preaching your word, God. And those that are not, God, I ask right now, God, that you send somebody their way, God, to show them the errors of their ways, God, and to let them know that God is not playing with us anymore, God. We're leading his people in the wrong direction, but God, send them, God, so that they may turn from their wicked ways in the name of Jesus, God, and lead his people into the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, put up the intercessors, God. Put up the prayer warriors, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Put up the ones that are watching, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that no harm comes to your leader, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And as we're on the wall, God, you continue, God, to give us the discerning spirit, God. Continue, hallelujah, God, to make our vision, God, more keener, God, that we may see the enemy, God, from afar off, God, that he may not come in, God, and attack and destroy, to steal and kill, God, your people, God, that are on assignment, God. And, oh, God, I bind them up, God, that he might not cause the assignment to be avoided, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Miracle working, God.
Hallelujah.
Miracle working, God. We release the blessings on your people, God. Yes, God. Our hands are open. Arms are open, God. Eyes are open unto you. You are our expectation, God. Thank you for Kimmy, God. Thank you for
Kimmy.
Hallelujah. Show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself mighty in the eyes of your people, oh God. Signs and wonders and miracles. Miracles and finances, Father. Oh, we release today. We release today. Miracles and finances. Miracles. Oh, God. We call on the government of heaven. We call on the government of our King. We call on the government of our Father. We call on the government of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that government that took two fish and five barley loaves and fed the multitude, oh, God. That government of multiplication, oh, God. That government that never runs out. Father. The money is in the fish, Father. But 12 baskets of fragments was taken up. Father. Oh, God. You're an able God. We release miracles. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe you, God. I believe your word. I believe what you've spoken. I believe what you spoke to me. I believe it, God. Yes, God. I believe it like Abraham believed, oh God. I believe your word. Bless the day. Bless the day. In the name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our God cannot do. And those of you just tuning in, I want you to know you dropped in on the release of a testimony of miracles, praise the Lamb of God, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Here with Sharon down in Darling, Mississippi. Oh my God, what wonderful thing God has done for her and her daughter. Praise the Lamb of God, a medical miracle, people of God. Hallelujah, a medical miracle has been wrought before us. And I hope your faith in God is increasing. I hope your belief and your trust and your expectation of God is increasing because he wants to use you. Hallelujah, and he wants you to be a miracle, people of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
But a miracle is always an extremity. A miracle is always stretched into a place, praise the Lamb of God, of helplessness, a place that looks hopeless. Hallelujah. And if we're going
Hallelujah.
To be a miracle, we must
Hallelujah.
Allow ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, to be used of God in that way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, so that when God shows up, praise the Lamb of God, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah, he looks strong, he looks bigger, praise the Lamb of God, and more powerful because of the extremity, praise the Lamb of God. How big does God look from a below zero kidney, non-functioning, praise the Lamb of God. And then after prayer, it's at an 11. What power.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Awesome God. That's all we can say. Awesome God.
Awesome
and
God.
And that's what we're saying today, people of God. But this girl had to pay the price of losing a kidney. This girl had to pay a price of disease. This girl had to pay
Jesus.
The price. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
To be the miracle. Father, who did sin that this man was born blind? Did he sin or did his mother or father sin? Jesus said, neither, but that the glory of God may be made manifest in his life. But he had to be born blind. Hallelujah. He had to suffer in darkness. He had to hear, praise the Lamb of God, what everybody else saw. All he could do is hear, praise the Lamb of God. But because he was that way, Jesus was able to anoint his eyes and say, go wash and come back to me.
My God.
people of God, you got to see this. You got to see this. There is no miracle without an extreme opportunity for God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Not many people want to be put in that position, but everybody wants God to do something special for them.
Yes,
we do. Yes, we do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my daughter, Cammie, baby, just watch God work it out for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Forgive us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Heavenly God, thank you, Jesus.
God said your check was released before the shutdown. Tammy,
hallelujah.
Yours was released before the shutdown.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Yours, in other words, yours already in the mail.
Amen. I receive
yours
that.
Yours coming, baby. Don't worry. Praise the Lamb of God. God has not forgotten you. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. If I had known this, I would have got up earlier. I'll tell you the truth. My God, my God.
Oh,
wait, we got
yeah.
another caller. Error code 505. Error code 505. Your mic is on. 505-688. Hello? Erico 505. Oh, not there. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Maybe they'll call back in. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, when you see this level of persistation, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit and the move of God, praise the Lamb of God. All you can do, people of God, is shout unto God, hallelujah, shout unto God with the voice of triumph in this season, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He demands it from us even when it does not look like victory is in view. He expects that from us, praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, let me say this to you again. Those of you who have not yet booked your rooms, you need to book your rooms because the cutoff date, praise the Lamb of God, is coming. The cutoff date is October the 15th for the room discount, people of God. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back and negotiate some more rooms, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when they cut it off. And that means that the room is going to go up tremendously. We really cut out like $100, praise the Lamb of God, in negotiating because of the number of rooms that we grouped. So, people of God, I want you to get your rooms, but you're going to have to stretch out. Hallelujah, knowing that, you know, the gathering is just a month away. It can't be last minute and everything. And go and book that room, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that you can get the discount of that $99. I want you to have that, praise the Lamb of God. And prepare to meet us there November 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Oak Brook Doubletree Hotel, Oak Brook, Illinois. At the Doubletree Hotel. We want you to meet us there. We want you to be there. Praise the Lamb of God for this gathering, 2013. Boy, and let me tell you, I'm anticipating, I'm just going to let this out the bag, that we're going to see some miracles right before our very eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see some miracles right before our very eyes as we war together for the promises of God. God has already promised us, yes, God, that he's going to meet us there. Praise the Lamb of God under that roof together. touching and agreeing, angel. It's already, praise the Lamb of God, praying. And my daughter is just becoming so spiritual. I'm so excited about her life. Hallelujah. She's praying over the music. She's praying over the music. God, what music do you want? Hallelujah. It's so exciting to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise my granddaughter is running around doing things. Praise the Lamb. Shatwan, to make sure that we have all the components that we have over in Chicago doing things for us over there, her and Maggie and those. And I just thank God for all of the help. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget this weekend we have a call on Sunday night to all of our, praise the Lamb of God, people who are part of, praise the Lamb of God, the planning committee. This Friday night, praise, and this Saturday, Sunday night coming, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, I think it's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, but I'm sure you will be getting the post and everything for that. Hallelujah, as we go forth. Oh, Jesus, 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 what a wonderful time we're going to have that at the gathering. Praise the Lord. People of God, let me tell you, I mentioned the scripture to you a little while ago, but I didn't really elaborate on it, but let me do it now since I have the opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, to talk to you about this text that I read this morning that was so powerful in my hearing, praise the Lamb of God, that it took me to another place, praise the Lamb of God, as I read it here in Psalms 4 and 1. Where it says, Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, praise the Lamb of God. That's miracle faith talk there, praise the Lamb of God. As the psalmist is declaring, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that our greatest testimony that can be given, praise the Lamb of God, is when the government of God, praise the Lamb of God, causes you to be grateful and thankful within your state of suffering, your state of pain, praise the Lamb of God. Faith looks best, praise the Lamb of God. Faith looks best when it's under fire, praise the Lamb of God. Faith looks best when it's under persecution. Faith looks best when it's under pressure. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, don't want to engage that type of faith. We want believing faith that says, well, God said it, I believe it, I'm going to have it. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. But faith has various depths and levels. That's why Jesus, when some people touched him and did some things that released supernatural results, he turned them and said, oh, how great is your faith. Or, I've never seen faith like this before. No, not even in Israel, such greater faith. Praise the Lamb of God. So that led us to know there are levels or degrees of faith, praise the Lamb of God, that people are able to operate in. And some of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, have been telling God that we want to be used of God. We want God to do this, and we want God to do that. But at the same time, we want to stay comfortable. We want to stay in a comfort zone. We don't want to come under any pressure. We don't want to come under any duress or any distress in no area of our life, praise the Lamb of God. But yet, we want God, praise the Lamb of God, to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And people of God, praise the Lamb of God, I tell you this, if you are one of those that's in a place or a position in your life, in some area, praise the Lamb of God, that seems to be under duress, under stress, then you are one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is set up for something supernatural that God can do in your life, praise the Lamb of God, Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, that caused all the naysayers to shut up. He'll shut their mouths quick. Praise the Lamb of God, all the faithless ones. To take a back seat. Praise the Lamb of God, and cause you to walk out into the sunshine of his blessings in the power of his might and his strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Would you listen to this psalm? I mean, would you really listen to this? Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Praise the Lamb of God. You enlarged me. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he enlarged him because he enlarged his faith. Praise the Lamb of God. When your faith is increased, everything can increase around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the elastic of faith, let me put it that way, the stretchability, praise, yeah, I probably made up a word, the stretchability of faith, praise the Lamb of God, causes God to stretch us, to enlarge our faith capacity with the mindset of it never shrinking back again. Praise the Lamb of God. It doesn't have the capacity to shrink back again. Praise the Lamb. That's why you ain't never heard of people, praise the Lamb of God, who lost a little faith. They lose faith, praise the Lamb of God. As a whole, you don't lose a little faith. No, 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 no. Faith doesn't have the capacity, praise the Lamb of God, to come back to its size again where it started. Once it's been stretched out there, praise the Lamb of God. You have to just lose faith and walk away from faith, so to speak. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, people of God. But in distress, in your trying times, praise the Lord, there God can enlarge us. Hallelujah. Even as he did the psalmist, he can enlarge your tents. He can enlarge your territory. Praise the Lamb of God. He can enlarge any and all things around you and about you, praise the Lamb of God, if you just allow God the opportunity, hallelujah, and keep your eyes on God and not on your situation or your circumstances. Keeping our eyes on God, hallelujah, stand in his presence, stand in that place, staying, praise the Lamb of God, pressed in to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that you are under the shadow of his wings, that you are in that place of peace, that place of joy. That's the only thing that's going to keep your sanity. That's the only thing going to keep your sanctity. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you're pressed under, hallelujah, when you're pressed up against, when the pressure is on you, when you're in distress, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's when you have to stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the time, people of God. Yeah, that your knees, your K-N-E-E-S, your knees, and you become one. That's the time that the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, becomes precious to you, that you're reading the word of God, hallelujah, that you're praying the word of God, you're causing the word of God to become prophetic in your heart and in your spirit. I'm trying to bless somebody today, hallelujah, because I know you're going to come out, and I know you're going to come out the winner, praise the Lamb of God. I know you're going to come out with hallelujahs. I know you're going to come out, praise the Lamb of God, shouting, praise the Lord. But I got to get you to understand, praise the Lamb of God, while you yet where you are, hallelujah, the majority of your deliverance is within you. The majority, praise the Lamb of God, of what you need is not on the outside of you. It's not external, it's internal. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a perfect work on the inside of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if God doesn't, you will not take notice of the change in you. Praise the Lamb of God that God has made by your situation, by your condition, by your circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. God wants the change to come in you. Now you watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Sharon is gone off the line now, but you watch what I tell you. Hallelujah. When it comes down to praying for miracles or healing and deliverance, her hand's going to stretch fast because a change then came in her, probably greater than the change that have come into her daughter. Praise the Lamb of God, has come into this woman. You can hear it in her voice, the excitement of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. The excitement of faith. After years of distress, God has enlarged her. Praise the Lamb of God. After years of distress, running back and forth to the hospital, 3 hours one way. After years of distress, God has enlarged her. Praise the Lamb of God. And he wants to do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He does. God does. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. The question comes to us is, can we handle, praise the Lamb of God, the state that we find ourselves in? Can we be content until, praise the Lamb of God, that God does his perfect work in us? Because he's going to come, you know, God's going to perfect that concerns you. You don't even have to worry about that. He's going to perfect that. The problem is, can we, praise the Lamb of God, handle the perfecting process? Because a lot of that deals with patience, as we talked about the other day when we look at the book of James, the first chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of that deals with our patience, our faith, our patience, our trust in God, and letting patience have its perfect work in us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Paul says these words. He says that he learned to be exalted and he learned to be abased. He learned to be exalted. He learned to be abased. And with his educational level, the Sanhedrin Council that he served on, the Supreme Court of his day, and all of this, of course, we see, praise the Lamb of God, exaltation and the things that come with that status. Hallelujah. And everybody liked that status. But then he found himself in prison. Then he found himself on the run. He's found himself being let down in baskets on the sides of walls so that he could escape, praise the Lamb of God, chopping blocks and the arena and things of that nature as the Roman government was pursuing the persecution of the church. But he's found himself, praise the Lamb of God, sitting, hallelujah, at banquet tables with the finest of silver. Then he finds himself eating out of his own hand. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And the question is, can you handle it? Can you handle exaltation? Can you handle being abased? Some people are struggling so hard right now because they don't want to make an adjustment. They refuse to go down one step. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they're ready to rob, kill, and steal. They do anything, manipulate, lie, anything to get what they need in order, praise the Lamb of God, to maintain that status, to continue to live in the big house even though they know they can't afford it no more, to continue to drive the cars even though they know they can't even hardly buy the gas to go in it no more. They don't want to make a little adjustment to say, you know what? I had the Jaguar. I had the Mercedes. I've had all of that. I'm going to drive this until my adjustment comes. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to just step down a step. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not going to drive myself crazy. Hallelujah. As though God does not love me anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I'm not in a 10,000 square foot home. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to grips with ourselves, people of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God's enlargement of us, praise the Lamb of God, is not an enlargement of our exterior. Hallelujah. But sometimes he enlarges our faith and our trust and our dependency on him in a way where we can say, I can handle where I am because God has enlarged me. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been enlarged. I'm bigger, praise the Lamb of God, than my surroundings. And my surroundings doesn't make me big. See, some people, the home makes them what they are. The car makes them what they are. The clothes make them what they are. Praise the Lamb of God. And then there's other people who make the clothes and the cars what they are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you understand what I'm saying there. Praise the Lamb of God. But you have to use your godly wisdom in this stuff so that, praise the Lamb of God, God can receive full glory from your life. And that should be our purpose and our goal in whatever state that we find ourselves in. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. God has promised, hallelujah, the abundance of rain. He has promised, praise the Lamb of God, the blessings upon us. Hallelujah. Ah, my goodness. I know sometimes people say, you know, sometimes that prophet is not just, you know, in the right places. Sometimes he says some things that really nerve me. But I have to ask you a question. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you ready for the blessings of God? Are you ready for them? Because everybody cannot handle blessings. Everybody cannot handle, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, receiving wealth and riches. Are you ready for what God has you? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm through with that portion. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday. Any more testimonies? Somebody push one. I want to hear another testimony. Who has a testimony today? Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. I want to hear testimonies today. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me. Those who are listening via the internet, you want to call in, give your testimony. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. You can call in and give your testimony today. I want to hear your praise report. I know somebody else here God didn't done something for. Praise the Lamb of God. Why don't you share it with us today? We would love to hear from you. Push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we are here to hear what good things God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. With the power of God in these worship services, people of God. Woo, Sunday, I tell you the truth. My goodness gracious, the power of God just moved so heavy. Hallelujah. Did anybody experience God on another level Sunday? If you did, you can push one on your dial right now. My goodness gracious. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is just becoming so tangible. Praise the Lamb of God. And our worship services is in the place, praise the Lamb of God, where the saints are gathering in the spirit of oneness, in the spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Amen. I tell you,
hallelujah. A powerful move of God. Daughter, did y'all experience anything unusual?
Yeah, prophet. I got some good news.
Well, we listening.
Hold on. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Who is this?
This Tyron.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing great. Your mama put you on the radio. What you got to tell us?
Man, I'm telling you, basically I just got out of rehab, and it feels great to be up.
Lord Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, are you for real on the radio? Hey, I'm on
the
radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's good, y'all? How y'all doing? You know, shout out to folks. You know what's up. I'm just playing. Time being on the radio, so, you know, I got to do all that.
Right. Yeah, get your shout out. I understand. It's no problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, man, you feel good?
Oh, yeah, I feel great.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you got a new lease on life. You got a new opportunity to do with your life, praise the Lamb of God, what it has been intended for it without all of the, you know, in-between stuff. So we are happy for you, praise the Lamb of God, and excited. How long you been out now?
Not more than an hour now.
Really? I mean, you just got out.
Yeah, just got out. Not even 30 minutes, if anything.
Wow, the Lord is so good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I'm happy that I'm one of the first ones to hear your voice. Can I pray with you right now?
Lord.
Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you for this, your son. Hallelujah, God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, that you have blessed and spared him to be able, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my God. You have blessed him, Father, to be able to live a brand new life in you. Hallelujah. I pray now, Father, that his life never be the same, that as he go forth from this facility, that God, life would look brand new to him. Yes, God, and that the old things are passed away and that he would walk in victory, Father. I pray now, Father, that you use him for your glory as a Nazarite, O God. Hallelujah. As a part of the new breed, that you're rising up, O God, to win this world, to win this nation, to win our communities back. I pray, Father, that the calling that's upon his life will come forth swiftly in the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's a wonderful, wonderful testimony. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think my little phone is going out. The battery, I'm going to have to switch in a minute. Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth, there's always something going on here. My goodness gracious. Well, what a wonderful testimony. That soon as he comes out of rehab, he's on the line with us. That is so beautiful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And let me tell you something, people of God, rehab ain't the worst place to be.
No, it really
isn't. I tell you that. It ain't the worst place to be.
I'm just glad
you're
going to up.
Because I tell you, there's a lot of people that need to be admitted in, but they don't want to admit their problems. Hallelujah. And they need to admit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Prophet, I just got one more thing to tell you.
Okay.
They're going to be at the gathering this year, and they'll be in front of Junior Armour Bearers.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. My God, these young men are growing up, and they're going to be at the gathering with us, people of God. Hallelujah. This is the kind of testimony and stuff that causes me to smile. I'm smiling now, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I see my reflection in the computer, and I'm just smiling, praise the Lamb, because, you know, a lot of parents will not do what Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God, and others will do in order to save their child. And sometimes you have to have hard love, praise the Lamb of God, in order to save and deliver your child, praise the Lamb of God. And it's such a blessing. This is a testimony within itself. Oh, yes, to see the heart, the mind, the continence, the attitude, all shift, praise the Lamb of God, just for a little time away to get your head cleared, your heart cleared, your spirit cleansed. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, and we praise God for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is a wonderful testimony to hear. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the boy is out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, use him, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so many young people that need help right now in the area of role models and in the area of mentors and people like that in their lives who care about them. There's a whole lot of people like that. And I often pray, praise the Lamb of God, that he can grow stronger in the Lord, that he can be one of those type of people for other people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Shatwan, for sharing that with us. Thank you so much, granddaughter. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, what a wonderful God we serve, people. Hallelujah. Any other testimonies? Push one on your dial, please. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell us what good thing God is doing for you. My God, my God. Boy, you know, that's what I loved about the old school, Shatwan, the old school. If you open up a mic for testimony, you were going to have one problem, and that is closing the mic out. Because the old saints was going to have a testimony. If it wasn't but about the meal they ate, they was going to have a testimony. This new wave, Christian, I don't know. I think we too blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Them old folks just jump, get on there and start talking about, I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for closing me in my right mind. And blah, 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 blah. But these new wave saints or something else, I tell you. Erico 614, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Who's calling?
This is Leon.
Hi, Leon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was encouraged to call in for the little young brother that Shatwan's son. Sir, I have a speech impediment. That's why I don't talk much. I don't get on the radio and do all those things because I have a speech impediment. But I write well.
Okay.
But I don't talk so good. Let you know.
I see. Okay. Now, is this Leon who'll be on our page with us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Leon, how you doing, man? Good to hear. This is the first time I've heard your voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the first time I've called in, but I was compelled to call for the young brother.
Okay, well, man, is something you want to share with him?
Well, I just wanted to let him know that we recover. It's going to take some work on his part. You know, I've struggled with addiction all my life, and now you know I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm in my purpose. But it took a lot of work. You know, it's good, you know, that he calls in and he gets, you know, his spiritual needs met. But that's going to take some work. You know, I don't want to sugarcoat that. It took a lot for me. I struggled through. But I'm here, you know, and I just wanted to encourage the brother. You know, he may feel like, you know, I don't know how he feels, but there's going to come times when he's going to be tested big time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's those moments where, you know, where his character and integrity has to come into play.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I wanted to tell him. And also, too, he needs to develop a plan of action for, you know, the next, I don't know, 3-6 months that he has to stick to, you know, to protect himself. Because the enemy's coming. He does not want
really,
to be in
really
free.
That plan got, Leon, that plan got to be in place for the rest of his life because he has to continuously...
Yes,
You have to continue to stay away from, you know, one of the biggest things is the company we keep. Praise the Lamb of God.
Sir.
We have to guard ourselves from that, you know, knowing what true friendship is. And true friendship is not being with people who will put stuff in front of you that they know you have a weakness to. Yes, you know, and things of that nature. As they say, wet places and wet faces.
Yes.
You know, those type of things has to be in place for the rest of his life.
Yes,
What I meant
by for the next 3-6 months is because the plan gets modified over time. You know, I don't do the same things I did 3 months in that I do now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm 7 years in, so I don't do the same things. You know, I go in the devil's den now. I couldn't do that 3 months clean.
Okay.
There's no way I could have done that. But now I'm in the enemy's camp. I practically live there for his glory. So,
hallelujah.
That's just what I do. So I just wanted to encourage the brother and let him know I have Facebooked with his mother a couple of times and let her know when he came out, you know, that we was going to get together and kind of set up a plan that will work for him. My plan won't
work
for him. So, I just wanted to call and try and encourage the brother and, you know, let him know that I'm here for him. Whatever he needs, I'll try and help him the best way I can.
Well, Leon, let me say this to you also and to our listening audience that Leon is one of our young men on our page who does so much to encourage, to uplift, to challenge and to bring us to a place of biblical integrity, of understanding. And I just want to salute you publicly let everybody know that this is a man that I found that walks in integrity, a Christian gentleman, and we're going to continue to pray for you, Leon,
you,
and hopefully your presence, I know your presence on the page already has made a difference, pray especially on Saturdays and things of that nature. With your growing knowledge of the Word of God, we just say, bless you, man of God, and thank you for being a part of our ministry.
Yes, sir. All glory and honor goes to him, sir. It goes to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leon is, I call him Sir Leon. Sir Leon.
Yes, you do. Yes,
I don't know why I start calling you Sir Leon. I really don't. But that's what I call you.
It's probably because that's what I call everyone else that, you know, I come in contact with and I meet. I'm always using surnames or ma'am or, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad you didn't take offense to it or anything of that nature.
Oh, no,
boy,
no,
oh,
sir.
Boy, oh, boy.
No, sir.
What a wonderful, wonderful day today to have such powerful testimonies along with people who want to help, praise the Lamb of God, other people. This is what being a believer is all about. This is what being Christ-like is all about, to go that extra mile with others, praise the Lamb of God, to make their life better. Leon, thank you so much for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, you're live on the air with Prophet Michael Shakespeare. If there's anyone else here, praise the Lamb of God, want to give your testimony today, want to share what God is doing in your life, praise the Lamb of God, please do so. Oh, my God, my battery is running low on this phone. Oh, Lord. But let me tell you, people of God, the Lord is doing things, praise the Lamb of God, in this season to prove to us, praise the Lamb of God, to prove to us his wonderful working power. Hallelujah, in the earth realm. He is an awesome, awesome. Yes, he is, and we thank and praise God. Look at these people coming in. 661, I see you. I see you. 832, your area code. Your mic is hot. Area code 832.
Prophet, this is Stephen. I wanted to ask God for some prayer with my studies. I'm feeling overwhelmed lately. And I'm wondering if when they talked about some snakes on campus, I wonder if God was trying to show me that just because the enemy was trying to attack me, that I still could succeed.
First, you got to give a testimony.
Uh, What'd you say?
We need a positive testimony from you today. Day Testimony Tuesday.
Okay, well, I had one of my friends, Anna, I had met her in a library, and I prophesied over her that her fiancé was going to come back from Mexico, and he's returning within about a week from the time she told me that he got accepted into Job Corps, and he was going to be able to come back up here. And God was able to use me in that. I feel overwhelmed with all the studies and everything, and I had a rough day yesterday other than that, but I know God's working in their life.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Well, I'm going to pray for you, Father in heaven. Thank you now, Stephen. We bless you, O God, for your mighty works in his life and for your usage of him. And I pray now, Father, that his soul take courage in you. Hallelujah. And that he have peace of mind, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that he is already more than a conqueror through him that loves him. I thank you, Father, that he's one of the overcomers. Hallelujah. And that this stress and this heaviness, this confusion that placed upon him, Father, I pray now that that spirit would depart and never return again. I bind, hallelujah, hallelujah, the devil from touching, from harassing, from coming close to your servants, oh God, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus covers Stephen now in Jesus' mighty name. I command strength to his mental capacity. I command strength to his spirit, hallelujah. And I command strength to his body, that you would visit him, O God, that you would reinvigorate as he goes into worship and he lifts up your name in praise, hallelujah, that you would bless him and refuel him, that he will have a new fire, hallelujah, new vigor, that he may go forth, Father, giving you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, bless you, Steve. Erico 661, your mic is hot.
Prophet.
Jermaine. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. I just want to encourage that brother that just called in, Leon, because he said that he had a speech impediment, and I encourage that brother to speak more because he sounds very, very adequate when he's speaking on the airways from what I'm hearing. So I didn't hear anything wrong with that brother. I encourage him to speak more because he has a calling from what I hear. That brother has a calling. Also,
okay.
I wanted to say, Prophet, the enemy has been all in my face, and, you know, I noticed that I've been escorted from my job. The enemy decided to escort me off my job. So,
wow.
It's so funny and ironic how it happened because, you know, I stand for what I believe in. And you have people who work on these jobs who take anything and everything. So God just talked to me. He spoke to me, and he said that, you know what, that assignment has already been over. It's just that I wanted to let you know. I wanted you to be able to understand how to handle people, because when you're going to be rejected for what's right, because Jesus was rejected for what's right, you know, you're going to always be standing out. So I notice now that I just had an interview. I want to say God is good because I just had an interview, and God said that, you know, you're about to start something new. And so I'm getting ready to go back into my profession of teaching, and I'm just so glad that God was able to do it for me. And that's my testimonial for today.
Well, man, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a show, praise the Lord. that I have heard testimonies here of late about elevations and promotion. And I want to tell you this, man of God, when you stand for right and righteousness, many times you're going to be persecuted according to the word of God. For all of us who love the Lord, to love the Lord Jesus, Jesus said, you will endure persecution. Praise the Lamb. But I want you to know this. We have several, praise the Lamb of God, in the last few weeks that have received job promotions, new jobs, better jobs, praise the Lamb of God, and God is doing mighty works for them on their job. And I want to say you are going to be one of those that God is going to do a miracle-type thing for you, and that when you walk into your new place of employment, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to understand the reason why the Lord let you leave that place, praise the Lamb of God. God's got better
yes.
for you.
God's yes,
got greater,
yes.
Lamb of God. So the Bible says to us, praise the Lamb of God, and the saints don't do it. But when we fall into these divers, when we fall into these divers, these different afflictions and temptations and things of persecution, the Bible said we're supposed to rejoice.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
In this
Amen.
We rejoice in the Lamb of God, especially when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, when you have done right things, hallelujah, and wrong things happen to you, those are the times that you go into a praise and rejoicing mode, praise the Lamb of God, that's beyond the norm. Because great is your reward, God is going to reward you. There's no ifs, ands, and about that. He's going to give you greater. He's going to give you more. This is a season that God's patience, praise the Lamb of God, has run out with those of us who have positioned ourselves, do his will, to stay, praise, in situations and circumstances for his glory, and we have been mistreated, we have been overlooked, we have been denied, we have not been celebrated. A change
right.
coming now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A change coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a part of the miracle working. That God
yes,
is going to open us, and we're going to walk through them, and we're going to be the head and not the tail. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because I know as a minister and a prophet of God, people will use you up.
Oh, yes.
People will
oh, yes.
In the workplace, praise that they will use you. They will use you in the ministry. They will drain you dry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when they hear you cry, they'll turn their head. Praise the Lamb of God. They'll turn their head the other way. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you, Jermaine. You keep on doing what you're doing. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
I call it my money hand. My money hand just went to itching. You just keep doing what you do. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. God
Praise
can
God.
Cause you to flow into you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you. You're a faithful man. You just watch. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. It's so ironic that the enemy is trying to call me back to the job, believe it or not, after all the lists. And upper management is saying, look, well, let's talk it out. Let's talk it out and everything. We want to have you back. And, you know, it's just so funny because I've had two incidents with this job. And, you know, I won't say the name because I don't want to, you know, discourage everybody's testimony on is different. But, you know, I just know that, you know, after this, it's funny because higher management that I was supposed to talk to about one incident did not speak with me at all. And come to find out, higher management has also been terminated.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, it's just ironic how things work out, how God has the plan, because he knows your heart. He knows your heart. And when he knows your heart, he knows how you are as his people, his flock, his sheep. He knows God's going to win the battle for you. So I just feel good that I have the victory in God, and I'm going to keep praising him with a radical praise that I know that God is going to prevail in everything that I do, in every circumstance or situation. So I just thank God for what he does.
Well, he's an awesome God, and that we know for sure. Praise the Lamb of God, Jermaine. I'm just in awe at the predicaments, the prophetic predicaments that we are all placed in this season for God to step in, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of them and show himself mighty. I just want the people of God to learn. You know, I'm a learner, you know, and I believe in learning through every experience. I believe in learning through every experience. And when I look back over my life and I see how much I've been through, praise the Lamb of God, boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, just watching God do what he does in my life has been a joy to me, praise the Lamb of God. It has been a complete joy. And where I'm at now is a place of, I already know, praise the Lamb of God, that my tomorrow is so much brighter than my today, but I'm still in the sunshine today because the God in me is just so precious.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, what he has, I don't even know how to put it, but what he has created in me that has come from him is so precious, praise the Lamb of God, until I wouldn't trade none of my experiences in for it, even though they were not all pleasant. I mean, you know, I've been through the storm and rain myself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I've had some very hard and difficult times, but let me tell you something, I can sing the song through it all, hallelujah. I've learned to trust Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I can sing that song with joy, Jermaine, because God has just done wonderful in my life, and I have a peace now that I would not have had if he didn't take me the way he took me. I thank God for my Red Sea experiences. I really do.
Yes.
I thank him. Wilderness. I thank him for my Jordans. I thank him. Hallelujah. I really do, because he has done something marvelous in me. And I don't shake when other people shake and get scared and nervous and flipping out and stuff. I don't do it. Praise God, because God has wrought this level of faith and trust in me that I know some things I loop automatic. Hallelujah. Some things automatically, Jermaine. And one of those things is, I know God's going to take care of me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, you.
I'm just as crazy of a kid to believe that my Father is in eye shot of me, that he sees everything I do, everything I'm doing.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And that he cares. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
You don't problem.
Oh, I love him today. I bless you, man of God, for calling in.
Jermaine,
I need God to do something quick for you. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb. Bertha, where you at? Bertha, you got to pray. Hit one, Bertha. Bertha Pruitt, don't make me come through this phone. Hey, Bertha.
Yes, Pastor.
You better be like quick drama draw when you hear your name and get that button. Bertha, really, when I was about to pray for Jermaine, I heard in your name call in the spirit to pray. pray for him. I need him to be released into this place that God has for him real quick. Hallelujah. Because I want to see Jermaine at the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to meet this man and surround him. Hallelujah. And embrace him at the gathering. Come on, pray for him now, Bertha.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up your faithful Jermaine to you, God. Father God, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Father God, you also said that you would supply all of us according to your riches in heaven. God, right now, in Jesus' name, I release the miracle, supernatural working of finances in his body with the authority that you have given me. God, I release it in his hands now. God, let him have all that he needs to come to the gathering and more. Father God, let there be an abundance of rain. Oh, glory to your son, that it be your feet.
Yes, Lord.
The windows of rain open, my shade, to your son. Rain down on him now, God, for his faithfulness, oh God. Do it, God. You said this is the hour of miracle signs and wonders. What a miracle financially, Mokiande, Diriyasa. It is life for your glory. And he will know that you did it and not man. And we'll give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise in advance. Amen. Hallelujah.
So, brother, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, glory to God. Glory.
Yeah. I knew I was hearing right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. While Bertha was praying, the Lord was speaking. The Lord said, I have heard all you've done this day, and I have said, he's the Lamb of God. This is wonderful, people of God. I want you to know that God is real and God is speaking. And I don't claim, praise the Lamb of God, that I've done anything to win the heart of God. But I know he's chosen me for this season. I know he talks to me daily, praise the Lamb of God. And when he speaks, I hear. And when I hear, I pray, I wait, and I obey. And I want you all to today that you're in your finest hour and you don't know it, but you're in your finest hour. God is about to burst our vest open. I promise you. He's the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of you say, yeah, prophet, we've been listening. I want you to continue because I'm in the same waiting pattern you're in. I'm on the same plane on the runway. Man ain't left. I'm right there with you. But I know what I'm hearing from the control tower. That
yes,
our flight is taking off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm hearing from the control tower. Hallelujah. And you're going to be so blessed, people of God. You're already so blessed, but you're going to be blessed even greater. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today.
You.
Now, people of God, let me tell you once again, the gathering, you got to get your rooms. Bertha, y'all have y'all rooms already, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, you got to get your room. Leon, if you have, keep saying Leon. Well, Leon, if you ain't got your room, get yours too. Jermaine, you got to get your room, man, before the 15th. Get your room quick, Double Tree. Do you going to lose the discount? And I don't want you to lose the discount on the room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you can call the Double Tree Hotel today and get your room booked. We get out of this last-minute mode. Let's get it done. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are going to walk the promises. So you just want to get ready and come on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be on. It's going to be on. Apostle Steve Jones called me the other night. Hallelujah. He's in gear. Apostle Carl White called me. He's in gear. Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle Malcolm called me. He's in gear. Pastor Gail Johnson's in gear. But that we are going to have a wonderful, wonderful high time. What you saying there, Jermaine?
Yeah, Prophet, what is the numbers for the hotel for the Double Tree so I can book a room?
Let me see, can I get that for you right quick while we're talking? I can go to the event page. Yeah. Hallelujah. See if our number's on there. Yes, Lord, it's got to be on there. Double Tree Hotel is 1-800-222-8733. 1-800-222-8733. Mention PSM International for your discount. PSM
International.
For your discount. Praise the Lamb of God and get your discounted room. Come on, come on. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay.
And let's
I have
go.
Okay, I have it locked in. And that's for November the 8th.
6, 7, and 8. So really, it's two nights. Because
okay.
We're going to be there Wednesday night. Well, how many nights are we going to be there, Bertha?
Wednesday night, Thursday night. And
Wednesday
Friday.
Night, Thursday night, and Friday night, right.
Three nights.
Mm-hmm.
Three nights.
Okay. I hope God can make a way that I'm able to attend.
He's already made you, man. Just tell God thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My goodness. My goodness.
I am excited.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And we're in Chicago, city of Chicago.
Yeah, man, Jermaine, the Lord said you're going to be there. I'm confirming with Bertha just, hallelujah, you are going to be there. Hallelujah.
Man of God, what I will do when I start this new job, I'm going to let them know that I have a November 6th, 7th, 8th, and put those dates in. So I
right.
have it.
Yes,
so
you
before
can have
I start.
Mind. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I can't wait to touch you all the legs. Put the mantle on you. Hallelujah. Boy, there's going to be some activations going on. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be some stuff going on in the house. And you need to be for these 3 days, even working with our youth, praise the Lamb of God, for the boot camp, for our youth, praise the Lamb of God, so that they can be in train, next generation of the prophetic. We want them to be there too, praise the Lamb of God. So we're asking all of you there. Any of you need any more information, you can go to our event page on Facebook, or you can go to psmintl.org, and the information is there. Praise the Lamb of God. People are coming from Detroit. They're coming from Louisiana. They're coming from California. I want you in the house. I want you in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you, Bertha, Shatwan, Sharon, praise the Lamb of God. Who else called in? Kimmy called in today. Jermaine, Leon, thank you all for helping make the show what the show was today. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll be back tomorrow. Hallelujah. And hopefully you will be here to join us also. I love you. I bless you all. I'm excited about your future. And I know God is making all of us brand new.